Sounds like war no matter what. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president once again pushed hard for the nuclear deal with Iran, saying there are only two ways you can go.
Let's not mince words. The choice we face is ultimately between diplomacy or some form of war.
I am told by friends in Jerusalem, who I'd consider reasonable people, that Israelis across the political spectrum are tired of hearing the president say it's either this deal or war. But that is clearly what critics in Congress are thinking. Senator Tom Cotton told a group of Israeli journalists yesterday that the U.S. military is capable of, quote, setting Iran's nuclear facilities back to day zero. That sounds like war to me. As for how Iran would react to that, maybe they'd do nothing. But I can tell you, I've also met people in Iran who are reasonable people and who are no fans of the Ayatollahs, but who say that if we bomb their homeland, they will defend it. So if you listen to both sides of this debate, what you end up with is that we face a choice between war and war. Fortunately, there's an election coming up, and with all this war talk, I'm starting to think I don't much care where the candidates stand on the issues, since all that stuff has to go through Congress first anyway. What I want is a presidential candidate who can stand up and say, I have a son in the military. Because starting a war is the one thing a president can do all on his own, and the only way to know if another Middle East war is really, truly worth the price is to have a president with some skin in the game. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.